Everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm here with a returning guest, Miss Kelly Tenney, who is going to be one of our panelists for the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th, 2024. So, Miss Kelly, for those that don't know you, can you introduce yourself and let people know who you are and what you do?
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. This is like my favorite summit to be a part of. Just, you know, all of the faces that I see of who I get to rub shoulders with is always amazing. I am the founder of Teacher Brilliance, where I help amazing experts and entrepreneurs turn their wisdom into wealth with online courses. My specialty is the micro course because it is short and sweet and so much more time effective. And I'm also an AI innovator. So I've been doing a lot of integration with using AI to kind of power up that online course creation process and really just optimize workflows so we can all go do our thing and spend less time at our desks.
Right? Oh my gosh. What do you think some of the biggest mistakes people are using when it comes to creating courses or using AI?
You know, that's a funny question. And a new keynote that I've just been delivering starts with AI will not work for most of your businesses. Right?
Okay. Tell us more.
Yes. And part of it is because, you know, even though everybody is talking about AI and there's now 100 million AI experts and everyone's giving out prompts and things like that, you know, most of us, well, many people are not actually sitting down and looking at where AI should be in their business, right? And so what ends up happening is everybody's grabbing all the prompts, trying to mimic what everybody else is doing, but that potentially really isn't where we need to be using AI in our business. Mm-hmm. And so it ends up being this giant time suck, and we end up generating all of this AI content. And then we're like, now what, right? We've just spent hours generating content, but it really isn't in the right place of where it's going to really benefit and optimize our business. And that same thing actually happens when it comes to micro course creation, believe it or not. It's like people follow, they're like, I need the course. Yes, this sounds like a great idea. They go and they film something or record a course on a topic that they love talking about. And then it's like crickets because they didn't actually think about the strategy behind it and ask themselves, where does this go in my customer journey? Is this really what my clients want to learn about? Right. And things like that. So I think if I were to try to summarize all that, it's really about like lack of organizational structure and strategy.
Yeah. I think even though AI is a great tool, I think it cannot replace the brain and like us figuring out how we want our businesses to run. Like you still have to figure that out for yourself and then use AI as that tool or an assistant or something, but not, it's not going to do all of that for you like you think it is, right? Like it's got a place. And like you said, in most businesses, it's not going to help your business. So what are some of the ways that AI can help our businesses?
So I don't know if you and I have talked about this before. I feel like we have, but I think one of the best pieces of advice out there is treat AI like an intern.
Yeah.
Right. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'll share an example with you. I love writing blogs. Like I really just like writing blogs. And so when I started using AI a few years ago, I was like, oh, AI can write blogs. So I spent all this time trying to get AI to write my blogs when in reality, it wasn't writing blogs like I would have written them. Mm-hmm. And it actually took something away that I actually like doing. So I recognize like, wow, it might take me an hour and a half to write a blog with AI to actually get it to sound like I would sound and to, you know, share my own procedures and processes, but I could actually sit down and write a blog in maybe 45 minutes if I'm just writing it as me, myself, from my heart, right? With my own brilliance. And so I think the biggest thing is to one, ask yourself, like, where are the bottlenecks in your business? Here's another thing. I'm great at writing blogs, but I'm not great at promoting them and sharing them on social media or in emails. But now that I have AI, I can write my blog, I can give AI my blog and be like, help me create some social media posts, help me, you know, write an email that where that will lead people to this blog, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where I was bottlenecking myself. I had these great blogs on my site, but nobody was reading them because I wasn't telling anybody that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can like give it to my AI intern.
Yeah.
Right. Be like, take the content of this blog and like just repurpose some of the content. So we're getting it out there. So that's what I love to think of it as is like, you know, would I give my intern a sales call?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So that's a great way. You know, if you had an intern, what are the tasks
you what would give you have it? Them do? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love, so my favorite tools, cause I would love to hear your favorite tools. My favorite tools are, I love Magi because it allows me to like, do I want to be a copywriter? Do I want to be like, what is the personality or whatever? I love that. Mm-hmm. And I will tell it like, give me 10, titles based on this, right? Like I love to copy paste and say, rewrite this in a more fun tone, right? Because maybe I'm being a sarcastic bitch in this email that I don't want to be that way. So rewrite this for me in a way that doesn't make me sound like a bitch, right?
Right.
Or I also love Opus because it will let me take long form content and it will automatically splice it up into smaller videos for me, which saves me so much time because then I'm not having to go in and edit videos and whatever. I'm just like, here's the link to the YouTube video, boom. And it just like, and then it tells you the virality rate and like why this is such, I'm like, oh my God, where has this been my whole life? So those are like my favorite tools. What are yours?
So I also use Magi. I love it because I really, where that Magi is helping me is I often bounce between Claude and ChatGPT because I like to run the same prompts in both platforms to see what, you know, kind of results are being created. And I always forget, like, did I do that in ChatGPT? Oh, I had a really great email subject line. Was that in ChatGPT or was that in Claude? So tools like Magi, which kind of bring them together and allow you to really kind of have them all in one place in an organized manner, that has really helped me save time because now I just know it's all in one place. So that I definitely agree with you. The second tool that I use a lot is Descript.
Yes, I love Descript. I always forget that it's an AI tool, but
Yeah. And so
the transcription ability and then go in and remove every time I said the word,
right. Or you pause too long.
Amazing. I just used it yesterday to, somebody gave me a very nice compliment on, the way I run summits. And so I went, I uploaded the video and I cut just to that part.
Yep.
And I was like, and then added text, like literally so easy.
Yep. I just did that yesterday. I had my 30-day program. We had our Zoom call and one of the participants gave me like the best accolades ever. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to upload this video into Descript. I'm going to transcribe it. And then I'm going to use it for my marketing copy for social media, and things like that. And I don't know if you've played with this yet. I haven't, but there's this new tool in Descript called Scenes.
No. What
okay.
Scenes? Tell me about it.
So you can upload a video. Like we could upload this video and it would, and then like in between this conversation and your next question, like I could add a picture, right? So if I was like, act like AI is your intern, in Descript, I could actually get like a stock photo of like an intern and I could put it right after that sentence, like in our actual video.
Oh,
so
fun.
It allows you, it allows you to add pictures, you know, or if I'm like, I would love a rainbow. Like I could put a rainbow in the middle of the video. And so it's starting to do some really cool things with more than just removing the ums and the pauses and audio.
Yeah.
It sounds like now they're moving into that kind of video production piece, which I'm trying to stay focused this week. So I'm not going to play with it yet, but I am excited to play with it.
You'll have to let me know how it works out.
I will.
Yeah. So what can people expect to hear from you at the summit? And then what can they also expect to hear from you in your VIP pre-recorded content you submitted?
So in the summit, obviously, you know, I'm going to be sharing all the things about AI innovation and optimization, a lot of what we're talking about here, but really letting people know what best practices are so that they can actually see the power behind AI and really learn how they can leverage it instead of having it just be kind of this time suck that a lot of people, I think, are feeling like it is. Mm-hmm. And then in my VIP presentation, I talk all about using AI in business. So really looking at some of the pillars in our business and sharing how, you know, these are four pillars that all of us have to do in business: sales, market, right? Educational content, right? And things like that. And where does AI come into those roles? So people kind of have a foundational place to start instead of just sitting down at, you know, the computer and saying, what am I going to use ChatGPT for? So it's all about, I really think if people are going to embrace AI, which I think everybody should, because it will benefit your business. Mm-hmm. My goal is to help them do it in a way that doesn't cost them time, right? Yeah. So they're not spending months trying to figure out how it's going to work inside their business.
Yeah. Also, ChatGPT knows Friends references, which is very helpful for me.
Okay.
I know.
I have to say, you know, when you asked me about my favorite tools, I almost said that ChatGPT was one of them because I'm just amazed at like how smart it's become even since like in the last year, right? Mm-hmm. Like just knowing now that you can have conversations with it. My daughter last night had an algebra problem and we were like, okay, why can't we figure out the answer? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let's see if ChatGPT can solve it. Mm-hmm. And it totally did. Now, 6 months ago, well, maybe more like a year ago, it couldn't solve my son's fifth grade problem. Mm. Math problem. So like it was totally giving us the wrong answer. Mm-hmm. And last night it actually did the whole, I said, show me your work. It did the whole thing that she and I were doing ourselves. Yeah. So, and the textbook answer was wrong. I will say that was the problem.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
That's but I was like, oh, ChatGPT can like totally do math now. So it's just, it's really been like for everybody that's been using it, I feel like we've all been on this like wild ride. Mm-hmm. And being able to see it evolve to me just gives me, it's just so much more exciting recognizing, you know, how much more powerful it is, how we can actually leverage it with things like that, things like friends.
Yep. I know. I was like, I was like, I'm putting together this thing. Give me like talking points using friends references and quotes. And it, I was like, oh my God, it knows friends.
So I'm obsessed with Dave Matthews. I don't know if you know that or not, but
oh, I did not know that.
My children are named after his band.
I love it. That's so funny.
I'm like, don't tell anybody. We're only the podcast listeners, right? This is our secret, everybody.
Secret. Don't tell anybody.
But I'm going to have some fun and put it to the test and see if it can pull in some Dave Matthews facts or lyrics or songs.
Yeah.
Or that'd be super.
I know. Fun. It's super fun. It's super fun. Super, super fun. Yeah. So I am so excited. Thank you so much for, you know, coming back and being a panelist on this summit. You've been a guest before. And just love having you be that expert that we can go to and trust about AI and micro courses and stuff like that. I always, you got to talk to Kelly. You got to talk to Kelly. Like you're my go-to girl for that. So
I love it. I'm excited. I'm so excited for the summit. Excited to meet everybody that's going to be joining us. It's going to be a good one.
I'm excited. So thank you. We'll see you guys at the summit.
Thank you.